Next motion. Tracy, do you have the agenda in front of you? Do you wish to read the next motion?
Yes, I do. Okay, next one as we hack through them. Okay. This one was passed by the committee about a month or so ago. It states that the NFC recommends that the executive director file reprimands in the personnel folder managers and business managers who are more than 60 days late in providing budgets. And to be clear, the term 60 days late, the budgets are supposed to be provided May 31st, so that would be budgets provided after July 31st to the local station boards. Which in this case would have meant pretty much every single budget in the entire system except for KPFT. And it is to avoid the last-minute budget crunches that we experience every year.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. You hear the pots and pans.
I know. I'm sorry. Is there discussion on the motion?
Yes, this is Lydia to the stack.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay.
But Nia was first.
I understand the spirit of this motion, but I think there should also be some accountability by management, by the CFO, because it is also the CFO, I guess, and the ED's responsibility to make sure that these people are getting the reports to them. So was there any thought of having any accountability for management in here?
Ken, to the stack.
Okay, I'm sorry. Nia, I did not understand you in terms of accountability of management in here. What do you mean exactly?
Okay. The business managers report to the GMs, the GMs report to the ED, and the CFO is responsible for the budget. So I'm asking, during this discussion, was there any thought given to management, i.e. the CFO, being also accountable for late submission of these budgets?
I cannot answer that. Tracy, do you wish to answer that question? I mean, the itself does not appear to contemplate that, but... Sure. No, the budgets are prepared by the general managers with some help from their business managers and staff. They're not prepared by the CFO. The CFO finalizes them. They are, in fact, to be submitted to the CFO as well as the NFC by that deadline. And in most cases, the general managers and business managers missed those deadlines. There are some cases. Washington was one this year where the National Office was a bit more hands-on in the preparation of the budget because the business manager was reduced to part-time. But in general, the ultimate responsibility for the preparation of the draft station budgets belongs to the GM. It does not belong to the CFO.
But my question was about...
Excuse me. Let me finish my sentence. Except for the national office budget, which of course the CFO is responsible for, and I guess we could amend this motion if necessary to include the head of the archives and the CFO insofar as she prepares the NO budget. But that would be what the lines of responsibility are.
Thank you, Tracy. Next on the stack is Ken, and then I heard George. Did I hear someone?
Summer, I was after Nia.
Okay, I did not hear you, Lydia. Sorry. Okay, did I miss anyone else I did not hear? Okay. Lydia, Ken, George. Go ahead, Lydia.
My issue was I thought we were going to, A, be approving the national budgets. I have thought so for the past couple weeks. And so I do think that that motion should be amended to include the CFO if that's the issue, if that's the reason we don't have the national budget to approve since we're already into the next fiscal year. And so that would be my amendment.
Second.
Okay, thank you. So the amendment on the floor is to include the CFO. Is that correct, Lydia?
That's correct.
Okay.
Ken, an amendment to the amendment.
All right. Okay, go ahead, Ken.
or rather to argue it, whether or not the CFO is responsible for a late budget coming out of a station is a variable. So you can't put in a motion that they will be reprimanded if any station comes in late. There's nothing in Tracy's motion or the motion that came out of the NFC which prohibits the ED from putting a reprimand in anybody's folder, including the CFO or the PRA manager. This is just for the station managers who fail to come through with their budget within or more than 30 days late, or whatever the motion said. Did it say 30 days late or 60 days late?
It's 60.
60 days late. 60 days is plenty of time, and there's nothing in here that prohibits the executive director, in the executive director's judgment, from putting a reprimand in her own folder or someone else's folder. This is just specifically a recommendation that she do it for the general managers that were late, and it's no need to hobble management. We're trying to get them over the hurdle of panty waste management to where they start to take action for noncompliance or bad performance, and there's no need to detail this down to every jot and tittle about what they have to do and who they have to reprimand. That's going to be in the judgment of the executive director. This is just a recommendation for the general managers that are late, that a reprimand goes in their folder.
Thank you. Okay, I've got, if I continue with the stack I had before the amendment, George, and then Bill.
Yeah, when Tracy first said this, it was 60 days late in providing budgets to the LSB, and I think that's what's intended. But then it was, she said budgets to the NFC, and so I want to make an amendment to this, and I need some information, Mr. Tracy, as to which body is she talking about? It should be specified, because otherwise it's a very, you know, it's rather vague as to where, when the 60 days are up and so on. So I guess there's a point of information in that also. Is this intended for provided to the LSB, or is it intended to provide it to the NFC, which obviously would require LSB action? So it's sort of beyond the general manager's role.
Hi, George, can I say that? It's actually not vague. There's a very specific National Finance Committee timeline that was passed by the Committee in 2011 that states the budgets are to be to the LSB by May 31st. The NFC has procedures to move budgets from the LSB at a certain point in time if the LSB is not able to modify them, approve them, or whatever. That's not addressed in this motion. What's addressed in this motion is the responsibility of the GMs to get their budgets to the LSB for approval by May 31st, and to say that if they do not get this accomplished by July 31st, there's a problem.
And so you think it's clear enough and doesn't need to have LSB in budgets to the LSB as well?
Didn't hear that.
I won't make the motion then. I'll just let it go as it is.
Thank you. Bill, you're next.
You know, I sort of sympathize with Lydia's amendment, but just to make everybody aware, if it's 2 months delay for the CFO to get the budgets ready, that's going to be really, really late. Some of us on the NFC thought 60 days was too long even for the GMs, but the CFO, well, the national office really can't do the PRA and national office budget until all the station budgets are done, because before then they don't know what income they're going to have. They don't know what revenue they're going to have. So do you intend to give them 60 days from that point? That would be an awfully long time. I'm not sure we want to say that, so I'm inclined to oppose the motion, the amendment, because of that.
I'm sorry, there's a lot of background noise. It's extremely hard to hear. Who is that? Okay, I can't tell. Bill, were you actually trying to ask a question, or you were just speaking?
I guess I was speaking against the amendment. If it means 60 days from the time that they get the station budgets approved to come up with a national office budget, that's would be much, much, much too late.
All right. Thank you. Anybody else on this subject before we take a vote?
What is this to vote on my amendment?
Now we're going to vote on your amendment first, then we'll vote on the amendment.
Okay, may I ask Bill a question?
Of course.
Bill, what would be a reasonable time, do you think?
Well, if we get all the rest of the timeline working, I'd say a couple of weeks. It's what I'd like. I mean, because it risks holding up everything else. Maybe no more than a month, anyway.
Okay, so I would accept Bill's timeline.
I'm sorry, what is the timeline? What is the timeline?
30 days or 2 weeks, or 2 weeks, Bill? Pick one.
Well, say 30 days.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
So,
okay. So, as a maker of the amendment, you are accepting that. Who is the second to this amendment? Bill, do you want to be the second?
It was Nia.
It was Nia. Thank you, Nia. Okay. So, if anybody objects, that'll be the amended amendment. Okay. 30 days. Let's get on with this, please. We're out of time. We're out of stack. So the amendment is to add that the CFO shall get a reprimand in her file if she doesn't get the National Office and PRA budgets out. What is it, 30 days past what? Past the time that the station budgets are gotten to her, or what? Please someone clarify for me what that 30 days is running from.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa?
Tracy with a point of information.
Point of information, Madam Chair, it's her or him.
I am sorry. I was speaking in the present tense. Thank you.
Okay. Nothing personal.
No, I understand that. Tracy? I just kind of want to make a point of order because I'm not quite sure what the amendment is supposed to say. The National Office budget is contingent on the approval of the PNB of all five station budgets. In theory, the National Office budget should be ready shortly after that. In this case, we completed the approval of all five station budgets October 5th, and it's now October 18th. So while we would like to have the national budget faster, it's only been 13 days. So if it's 30 days after all of the station budgets are approved by the PNB, I don't think that's unreasonable.
Okay.
But the current scenario is not an example of a problem under that structure, because in that case, the National Office budget is due to us November 5th, and obviously we're going to get it a lot faster than that, or we better. So in a practical sense, the amendment doesn't really mean anything, because we always get the national budget within 30 days of the approval of all the station budgets. It's usually within a week, and we're running a bit slow this year. So I'm going to vote no on the amendment just because I don't think it makes much sense.
Is it the intention of the amenders that the 30 days run from the approval of the last station budget or not? This just needs to be clarified.
This is Lydia. I think that is my understanding.
Thank you. Good. Then we've got a straight record. We have an objection. Can we call the roll, please? This is on the amendment to the main motion. The main motion would be to place a reprimand in the files of station managers, the general managers and the business managers, for budgets which are more than 60 days late. And the amendment would be to place a reprimand in the CFO's file should she or he fail to submit the PRA National Office budget more than 30 days past the time that the last station budget has been approved. If you agree with the amendment, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote. After the outcome of the amendment, we will move on to the main motion. Madam Secretary, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Ivan Alsame?
No.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Dia Bediaco?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Lydia Brezine?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Revlon Gold?
Yes.
Heather Gray? Oh. Campbell Johnson?
I'll pass.
Ally Lexa?
No.
Ifia Von Gaza was no. Laura Priebus?
I'll pass.
Thank you. Michelle Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder?
I pass.
Stacey Rosenberg?
No on the amendment.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. George Ryder, how do you vote? Can't hear you, George. How do you vote? Laura Priebus, how do you vote?
I'll abstain.
Campbell Johnson, how do you vote?
Abstain.
George Ryder, how do you vote? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 6, 7, 8, 9 no's, and 1, 2 abstentions. 6 yes, 9 no's, 2 abstentions.
I'm sorry, could you tell me the number again, if I couldn't quite hear you?
6 yes, 9 no's, 2 abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, so the amendment fails. Now we move on to the main motion, and can you go ahead and read the main motion, please? I'll read it. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Did you want me to read it?
Yeah, if you could, please. I can't seem to open it again.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Sorry about that, folks.
Okay. Yeah, so motion two. The NFC recommends that the executive director file reprimands in the personnel folders of general managers and business managers who are more than 60 days late in providing budgets approved by the NFC 543 again.
Thank you. So, if you support the motion, please vote yes. If you do not, please vote no. Is there any objection to this motion?
Yes.
I don't need to hear why you object. I just need to know that you do object. All right, so if you support the motion, please vote. I'm sorry, what?
Summer, I just simply said no. I wasn't giving you an...
I'm sorry, Nia. I'm not directing that at you. I apologize. It was not in any way directed personally. I heard several voices at once. So please, if you support the motion, then vote yes. If you do not support the motion, then vote no. Thank you.
And I've been trying to ask a question.
I did hear several voices. That's why. Sorry. Go ahead. Revelation.
Uh-huh. I'm just trying to understand what I'm voting on. And you say that there is going to be a reprimand. Is there a consequence to the reprimand? What is the reprimand?
Wow. That's a longer discussion of our progressive discipline policies, which I'd be happy to elaborate upon, but I don't know if I can do that.
Reprimand has teeth. This is what, I guess the bottom line is, does it have any teeth or just,
point of order, Madam Chair?
Time is, point of order, time is out. We have to go to a vote.
It's a longer discussion. We have a progressive discipline policy in all of our union contracts, although they do not apply to management, of course, but also in our personnel policy. I believe a written reprimand is what is intended by this motion. And it's a longer discussion to discuss the progression of reprimands and where those lead to, depending upon the severity of the transgression. But I think we do need to take a vote on the motion, and it would be a separate discussion as to, and I'd be happy to have that discussion with the board as to, you know, but we can't do it in this motion context as to progressive discipline. In this context, it appears to be a written reprimand, and I'll leave it at that for now. If you support the motion, then please vote yes. If you do not, then please vote no. It is necessary, however, to have reprimands to go further with many things. So, anyway. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Punitive management.
And Aaron?
Yes.
Ivan Alsame?
Yes.
Risa Allen?
Yes.
Mia Bediako?
No. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. No.
Wesley Bethune? Carolyn Burden?
Yeah.
Lydia Verzon?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Kathy Revlin Gold?
Abstain.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson? Alan Lexer?
Yes.
Ifeo Wangaza votes no. Laura Priebus?
No.
John Reed? Myself?
Yes.
George Ryder? Can't hear you, George. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
This is George. I vote yes.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay.
It's too punitive.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Abstain.
Okay.
Said Wesley Bethune abstains. Sorry, I'm late.
No problem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no. And 1, 2, abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The motion carries. All right. Let's see if I can reopen the agenda here because it seems to have closed and doesn't want to reopen for me. So let me try again. Bill, if you'd be kind enough to read the next item on the agenda, my phone just doesn't want to cooperate.
So okay, this is motion to read.
Okay, well, this is...
Tracy could read it. It's Tracy.
To be fairly quick, one of these motions I'm going to recommend be referred to committee because I think it needs to be. And the other motion is basically mooted out in time, so I'm inclined to think that it is basically, I mean, I can't withdraw it because the committee passed it, but since the fourth quarter of 2012 is over, it seems to me the motion is basically nonsensical at this point and should be disposed of.
But anyway, one motion at a time. Motion three, this is simply a motion that the NFC passed as a problem-solving situation on a temporary basis because as a committee, we were pretty much incapable of doing anything else. As committees are forbidden both by the bylaws and by Robert's Rules of Order to discipline any of their members. So that was not an option for us. The resolution comes out of a problem that we experienced where an NFC member leaked a direct quote of the former executive director out of an NFC closed session and published it. In the wake of that, we had some conversations regarding the nature of confidentiality as we understood it, and discussed the breach and how to prevent breaches from happening in the future. Unfortunately, we were unable to come to a common understanding of confidentiality. In other words, the individual continued to insist that they were free to write down conversational items people said in closed session, take them out, and publish them. Which the rest of the committee felt was not the common understanding of confidentiality, and we were unable to negotiate an agreement about that after about, if I have this right, about 2 hours of dialogue. Accordingly, and I will say without using names that there are other individuals on the NFC who said to me privately they were unwilling to go into future closed sessions with that individual because they were concerned that things that they said would be quoted and published. So it created a problem for the group in terms of our ability to meet in closed session. Two members said that they would refuse to meet in closed going forward. So what we did is we just haven't had any closed sessions, and that has been the policy since approximately January, and we are now in October. Worked pretty well. The motion has not been pushed forward for that reason, but that said, it is on the floor. As a committee, we were unable, as I said, to negotiate the problem, and we are unable to exclude any member from a closed session. And morally, I felt we were unable to meet in closed session if some individuals felt they could not participate because they were concerned about confidentiality. So what I'm going to suggest, because I don't think that the PNB should debate what to do at this particular moment in time, is that since this is a confidentiality scenario and sort of a committee structure scenario, I think if the other members of the NFC don't object, I would recommend that this be referred to the governance committee for a recommendation about what to do besides the NFC refrain from having closed sessions indefinitely. So that's my recommendation as the chair.
This is Nia Summer.
This is Ken. I'm on the NFC.
Okay.
I would.
Hold on. Nia spoke first. Let me take Nia, then Ken. Go ahead, Nia.
Okay. I think that we want to be careful when we start doing this because, to be perfectly honest with you, if we're going to apply this rule, we should really apply it tonight. We shouldn't have any executive session of the Pacifica National Board because on the local station board radio report here, there was one director who got on the radio, WBAI 99.5 FM, the center of the dial, and talked about the agreements of WBAI lease. So I think that people should be very careful. You know, if you want to apply this rule, then we probably won't have any more PND executive sessions. I don't know what happened here. I don't know what we're talking about. But I just think we need to think twice about doing this.
All right. Thank you. Ken, you're next.
Yeah, I concur with what Tracy's saying. We have at different times breaches of confidentiality, of inappropriate behavior of board members, and they should be addressed and they should be referred to governance. It's an ongoing issue. It will never leave. It'll always be there to some degree. But to say that we should abandon confidential sessions is inappropriate. We need to start cleaning up misbehavior by board members, and that should be handled most likely, according to what I've read in Robert's Rules, by a governance committee, and then it may be brought to the full board for censure or removal. but it should be addressed. It can't be ignored or overlooked or tolerated, because the work we do is important, and those people who disrupt it by violating our confidentiality or disrupting a vote by making comments during a vote or singing or whatever they do are being disruptive and destructive to the board. It should be addressed in governance. I believe the treasurer is right.
Thank you, Bill. And I'm sorry, Tracy, were you saying that this motion should be referred to governance for further...
Let me just clarify. I was going out on a limb and making that recommendation as the chair of the committee because I didn't think that we could resolve it tonight. And this isn't really a motion that the PNB is going to pass. This is a problem that's being presented to the PNB for which there needs to be some resolution that can only be taken by the full board because the committee has no power. So basically, I'm just basically punting it upwards, and I think that governance is obviously the correct committee to deal with it, and I'm glad that a fellow member of the committee agrees with me. So I'm going to put on the floor that this is to be, you know, a motion to refer this to governance. I think that's where it goes. Yeah.
Okay, George?
I agree. As the chair of the governance, it seems it's clearly a governance issue, and we would be glad to take it on.
Thank you. And I'm going to say something as chair of the board. I agree with George, and I agree with Tracy, and I agree with Ken. I'm sick of people breaching confidentiality. This place is a sieve, and it's disgusting, and it lacks ethics. And that's just really, it happens constantly about everything.
Point of information, Teresa.
And you know, developing some policies, including kicking people off the board for doing stuff, is what this board needs to do. It compromises us at the local level. It compromises us at national level. It happens on committees. It happens on LSBs, and it happens on the PNB. And quite frankly, I'm appalled by it. So, yes, please, governance. George, I hope you do have something that's got some teeth in it, okay? That's all I can say, because it would be nice if people acted like professionals and adults, and I am so sick of confidential information being breached, I can't even begin to say. Teresa, you're next.
Maybe I missed something, but Tracy, tell me one more time, why can't this come straight to the PNB? Why can't we go into executive session or why can't we designate three people to investigate it, come up with a report, and handle it like now, the situation? Tell me that again. I just don't quite understand.
Well, I kind of need to tell you my opinion, Teresa, not anything authoritative. It's not within a committee's power to discipline its own members. That's Robert's rules and our bylaws and everything else. It's within the power of the full board. Therefore, we couldn't really do much about it except talk and try to informally work it out. And the sad news is we talked and talked and talked. We couldn't informally work it out. Certainly, a procedure needs to be set up on the full board, but my sense of it is that we don't really have one quite yet. And rather than ad hoc trying to solve it on the phone, which is going to take some time, I thought it might make sense for another committee, one that deals with issues of governance, to sort of think it through a bit and come up with a procedure that we could use in lots of circumstances, not just this one, and that might be a little better way to deal with it, because sometimes the ad hoc stuff doesn't work so well. And my guess is that future finance committees will want to meet in closed session. And as people are saying, this is a problem in other parts of the organization, too. So maybe better that we use this motion as an excuse to deal with it holistically. But I'm not opposed to what you're saying. I'm just saying that we would have to sort of make up the process right now.
Okay, thank you.
All right, folks, we're past time. I tend to agree that a policy structure does need to be developed, because the motion that's on the floor just says that the NFC will continue not to have any meetings in executive session. That's not fixing the problem. We need something to come back that fixes the problem. I agree governance is the place that should be developed, in my opinion, and then something should come back to the board to vote on, which has some censure provisions for dealing with the situations when they occur, some actual procedural provisions so that work can be conducted and transgressors can be handled. That's my opinion. But we're at time, and I think we need to take a vote on it. Is there an objection? Is there any objection to referring this to governance? I'm with the resident. Cool. George, it's all yours.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
All right. We got 16 minutes left before we go to closed session. So, Tracy, you want to read the last one out of the NFC, which I'm not sure because time has slid by and we passed some other motions. I mean, I'm not sure if this thing is supposed to be on the agenda or if we didn't pass something since then, but you go ahead.
Well, it's not going to take 16 minutes. It's a procedural puzzle, and maybe George can help me out here. The NFC did pass it several months ago, resoundingly, in fact, 9 yes, 2 no, and it was regarding the fourth quarter of 2012. The fourth quarter of 2012 is over.
Right.
So it seems to me, I mean, of course, someone can amend the motion, but it seems to me that the motion on its face is absurd, out of date, and more or less out of order. So I would accept a chair's ruling that the motion is, in fact,
Thank you. I was having trouble hearing because it was out of date.
Yeah. And unless someone feels that procedure is wrong, that sounds valid to me.
Okay, so I will rule it's out of order and something else would have to come back.
A point of information, can we know what the motion is?
Oh, it's about...
Oh, I'm sorry, let me read it out loud.
Yeah.
Should I do that?
Yes, please do.
Okay. The motion was passed in July, I think, and it's the National Finance Committee recommends to the Pacifica National Board that on completion of the mandated submission of fourth quarter 2012 income forecast from all six divisions, that planned expense reductions totaling $1 million annually be implemented as soon as possible and no later than the completion of the current fiscal year, which is the current fiscal year that expired 19 days ago.
Summer, I have a point of information. This is Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
I thought we were supposed to be discussing budgets tonight. What happened to the budget?
The CFO is not on the call, and
I can answer.
Go ahead.
I can answer on the archives budget, which is just got it this morning, and it has to be dealt with at the next NFC. To be fair to Brian DeShazer, not his fault. He and I should have touched base a little bit sooner. We had to pull a bunch of numbers from the other budgets. He was waiting on it for the CFO. He wasn't getting it. We finally did the work together, and the archives budget is ready, and it will be to the PNB next week. The national office budget I have not received, and I need to receive it from the CFO, and the NFC can't act on it till we get it, so I don't know what the ETA is. Perhaps Summer has an idea. Perhaps she doesn't.
Summer would prefer to elaborate on matters in closed session, actually.
Okay.
Excuse me,
next
personal
question
privilege.
Is...
I'm going to be off the call for about 10 minutes.
Okay, Trish, thank you. And to answer your question, I have received nothing from the CFO specific to when the national budget would be ready.
Oh, really? So that's why that amendment might have been a good idea. In any case.
I want to call the agenda. We're going off sideways here.
Okay.
Could I ask my second question, and you bring the assembly to order?
Yes, ma'am.
The next question is, are we meeting again next week?
I don't know.
Are we going to do this for the rest of the year until January?
I'm exhausted. I don't know.
Are we just in a discussion mode here, point of order?
No, we're not.
Can I ask some questions?
Okay.
When it's your turn, you can. But Summer, can you answer me?
Nia, I don't know if it is anticipated that we will have budgets to vote on next week or not. From what Tracy is saying, it sounds like we might have a PRA budget, and that would be good. And perhaps we will have a national office budget. I wish I could tell you for sure. In which case, it would probably be good to meet next week because the further we slide past the beginning of our fiscal year without approving the budgets, the worse it is for us. I hope at that point that we can stop meeting weekly because I, too, am tired of meeting every single week. All right. Thank you, Nia. Yes, and I'm sorry I can't give you a better answer. All right. Do we want to try and get through one more motion before we go to the 5 minutes that I said I would give to Tracy?
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Okay, so what happened to that motion? Isn't this the one we voted on in Berkeley? Voted down? The big contract?
No, this has risen back up from the NFC level. It's similar to the one that was voted down in Berkeley, but it arises from the NFC. And the problem is it's now out of date. It would have to come back in a different permutation. It would have to come back with a different schedule on it. This motion is a moot point by the time it finally reached us.
So I'm ruling that it's out of order, and somebody can bring something else back. They can vote on something that deals with the time frame that we're currently in, if that's so desired.
And following up on Nia's question, are we booked on the calendar for next Thursday?
I don't know. Bill, are we booked on the calendar for next Thursday?
Point of order, I really have to object when people take, pirate, you know, take over the agenda and start asking questions back and forth. We have an agenda to follow.
Okay, Ken. Lydia, I don't know. Bill, if you could,
it's on the calendar for next week.
Thank you.
That's actually our regular fourth
Thursday. Sure.
It's that one's been out there for a long time.
Yes, I know. I hear everyone's, exhaustion at meeting weekly. I hope we have both budgets and we could vote on them next week, and then we don't have to meet the week after, and that would be absolutely lovely. But right now we're scheduled for next week as well. I will, of course, apply some diligence to seeing if we are going to have a national office budget by next week or not. Okay, I will follow up on that, needless to say. All right, so we have 9 minutes left. I'm sorry, Lydia, did you have something further?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you. All right, I would suggest we go to Tracy's matter simply because we usually... We could go on to one more motion, but I fear we will not have the time and we will after adjourn, and I won't have kept my word, and I don't want to do that. So, Tracy, do you want your few minutes, and then we'll go to our executive session?
This is EC. I'd like 30 seconds for personal privilege, please.
Of course. Go ahead, Fia.
Well, point of order, too.
Okay, hold on. Point of order. Well, personal privilege comes first, actually. Go ahead, Fia.
I'm willing to take it after Tracy.
Oh, okay. I understand. All right. Bill, point of order.
Just for the minutes, did you rule on that emotion 4 from the NFC? Is it being moot? We talked about it, but I don't know if you ruled on that.
I am sorry. I did rule that it was moot, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Afia, do you want to take your personal privilege first since it's a shorter period of time you've asked for?
Well, that's fine. I take exception to the chair and IED's tone in responding to the member's questions regarding a written report. The assumption of the position of IED was one which the difficulties of which we are all well aware. And it is no reason to be short-tempered or even hostile to a member inquiring about.
You're breaking up.
Understand that at all.
I couldn't understand you either,
Pia. Yeah, Pia. There's somebody talking in the background. Something's breaking up.
If you could check that, please. I'm sorry, I cannot hear you at all, Fia. Can you try again?
Can you hear me now?
It's a little better. Please try again.
Please start over. Yeah, I didn't hear anything you said.
I'm protesting the chair / IED's tone in responding to the members' questions regarding a written report and an effort to accommodate the necessity of board members being informed of the interim ED's activities, given the long-term impact of those activities. We are all aware of the difficulties of the position, as was the chair when she voluntarily assumed the responsibilities and thus is not justified in being hostile or high-handed in addressing members' questions about the her performance in that voluntary assumption. Thank you.
Thank you, and I will take a moment as well to respond. Thank you, Madam Secretary. What I said is I'm working 16-hour days, and I'm currently attending to the business of the foundation. and that the majority of what I had to report were things that I would have to report in closed session if the board wished to have any details. So I was clearly willing to give quite expanded detail on what I've actually been doing, but most of those things I cannot do in open session. I was then asked if I was going to forward my correspondence with employees to the board. The previous ED did not supply a written report at every meeting, much less while traveling between stations. I have a less than salutary tone, and I don't mind saying this on an open call, but this board has chosen not to compensate me for 2 months and continues to vote not to do so, and they wish us to do so at below rate. I am probably less than thrilled with that, to be perfectly honest, to not be able to handle things in a way that, frankly, it's quite disrespectful, and yet I continue to do the work of this organization extremely diligently, and I am happy to report on that work in closed session. The idea that I will also go ahead and, frankly, while traveling and staying on people's, you know, in people's homes, figuring out how to live without being paid, also stop to make a written report when I'm getting 4 hours sleep a night because I'm meeting night and day, attending to the business of the foundation, might have been a little bit testy. I will supply a written report to this board. I will also go ahead in closed session and tell you all the good things I've been doing while on this trip. It does not mean that I am not willing to keep the PNB completely apprised of what I am doing. And I'm doing quite a lot, and I'm not going to say any further on open session. And that's what probably it comes across somewhat when you are working extremely hard, have no assistance whatsoever, are not being paid for your labor, and are dealing with a gross level of dysfunctionality to be essentially a hostile tone that you're also not supplying a written report in the middle of doing the work when you're saying that you will supply a written report as soon as you actually get back to an office to supply that report. I didn't think it would be worthwhile to be on the East Coast to write reports to the board about what I'm doing at the expense of actually doing the business that I came to the East Coast to accomplish. And that might have accounted somewhat for my tone, particularly when I am then asked to forward the correspondence to the various employees that I've put in charge of managing when I need to correspond with them in order to accomplish the work of the organization. Unfortunately, this board frequently takes away from the actual ability to actually support the organization. I take the job extremely seriously and am receiving an excellent reception from the various people with whom I actually have to work and who are grateful to have someone in the position who's doing the job well. And I'll continue to do the job well for as long as this board allows me to do it. And I apologize if my tone was less than what the member desired. Saying that, I'll move on to Tracy Rosenberg.
And appropriate, and again, I would point out
personal privilege, Madam Chair, please.
Point of order, could call the agenda.
Volunteers and not subject.
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
Even the chair.
Yes, Carolyn.
Thank you. The previous member did not speak for those of us who know how much work you have been doing and how hard you've been working. And I apologize on behalf of those of us who, in fact, do believe you should be compensated and should, in fact, be treated a lot more graciously than you have been. And I just want to thank you for carrying on under very difficult circumstances.
Thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate that. Tracy Rosenberg, you requested a few minutes of agenda time. I'd like to give that to you, please. Tracy has the floor.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Okay, just as a preamble, I kind of want to state that I'm going to say a couple of things regarding the KPSA recall matter. I'm saying them on open session because I want it to be clear what I am saying and what I'm not saying. I will not be attending the closed session of the board on this matter, so this will be the full extent of my participation in this process. There's 2 points primarily that I want to make. The first regards the brief that the Pacifica Foundation filed in the case. I believe it was the rebuttal brief, and again, this was a request for a temporary and then a permanent injunction that was granted by the Alameda Superior Court. There were two basic premises to that brief. Well, three. The first was that the Pacifica Foundation had, in fact, not use the correct date of record for the election. The second point was a proposed remedy that was rejected by the court. And the third point was an assertion of a somewhat vague assertion that was directed at me as the plaintiff regarding having had some impact or some role that I supposedly played. I believe the legal term that was used was unclean hands. I am making a formal request to the Pacifica Foundation that that be retracted. I do not believe that the board authorized such a statement. I am, in fact, a member of the board. The statement is factually untrue. I am not going to disclose on this call the contents of executive session, but I want to make it clear that confidentiality is breached when the foundation itself makes untrue statements about what has occurred. And to place me in the position where I either need to violate confidentiality or accept false charges being placed against me is, in fact, totally unfair. And I will, in fact, not honor confidentiality indefinitely in this circumstance. My hope is that the foundation will retract that part of the brief, not legally, but publicly, and correct the public record, and I am making that as a formal demand of the board that I hope that you will consider. The second thing that I'm going to say is in terms of what happens at this point, obviously the recall election that was conducted was stopped by the court. The ballots will be destroyed, and there is a permanent injunction in place. At this point in time, and I mean, obviously, a lot of money and a lot of time was wasted. Everyone is clear on that. At this point in time, what I guess I want to state to you is that the recall petition in question is over 12 months old. Many of the individuals who signed it are not members of Pacifica anymore. Generally, KPFA's churn rate is in the range of 27% to 34% of the membership annually that doesn't renew. And so you can assume that approximately that percentage is no longer members of the organization. Legally, the precedent from the previous recall that went forward, which also was subject to a number of delays for various reasons, but the legal advice that was provided and received and honored at that particular point in time was that the recall petition needed to be rewritten, updated, and all of the signatures current before any recall would go forward. I believe it was the previous counsel who provided that advice, but I would assume that it was based on a legal assessment of the situation. So my assessment to you would be that you should take that under serious consideration. I do not, of course, want to go to court and get a second injunction. That would be horrible to have to do. And I'm hoping that we don't need to proceed in that fashion because that will be expensive and frustrating for everyone. And, of course, if we're talking about a more complex election that is not simply a recall but is also a systemic election, we would be looking at delays of many people's processes, not just mine, and that strikes me as a road that the foundation should not go down. So that said, I don't know what the closed session agenda is going to end up looking like, but I will not participate in any further conversations, and I wish you luck in deciding what your future actions will be. Thanks.
Motion to adjourn, Madam Chair. This is Nia. Immediately.
Yes, ma'am. You don't have to make a motion. We're going straight to executive session. Thank you.
But nobody says anything. That's why I'm saying that. Thank you.